This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk to our man Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, before we get into last night's games, I want to ask you and start with tonight's game with our Atlanta Hawks and the play-in. And, you know, the intensity obviously went up last night. Mike and I were talking about the games. The Lakers-Pelicans game was great. I even thought the intensity in the Golden State loss was really interesting. What are your expectations tonight? I think a lot of Hawks fans are saying, look, the season's been so up and down, we don't even know what to expect going into this game against the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I expect the same atmosphere that we've seen last night and last year. I expect that type of intensity. They've been playing pretty well, man. Even though Trey has been out, they've found some energy, some chemistry. With Trey coming back, hopefully that energy stays the same. And they can still play the way that, because they have a shot. They're a really talented team. They're a good team with and without Trey. But with Trey, obviously, even better, more threats scoring-wise. So this is a team. So the East is so open. I see the fans coming in with a lot of energy, a lot of intensity, a lot of hope that they can kind of resurgence their season with making a random run like Miami did last year. So I'm expecting some great basketball tonight. I'm expecting them to come out with some fire and playing the way they played against Boston the last couple weeks of the season when they had the fans into it and the energy was up. So I want to see some good basketball tonight.
Danny, one of the guys, speaking of energy, we miss is Jalen Johnson because he kind of brings energy on both ends of the floor. So what do you make of the Bulls? I mean, DeRozan, who's going to step up for Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, this year has been a year of a lot of injuries, and I feel like we talk about that every year. But they haven't been as healthy. They've been in and out. Zach LaVine has been out. But Kobe White's the guy that's really been stepped up. He's my guy I have for most improved. If not him, it's Tyrese Maxey. But those two guys have been unbelievable. He's been unreal all year for them this year. They got him at a cheap price. They have Alex Caruso, so they got Drum there. Andre Drummond rebounded for them. Vucevic. So they have some guys. And obviously DeMar does what DeMar does. So we're going to have to see who's going to step up for them. But if Atlanta's been playing the way they've been playing the last 3 weeks or so, they should win this game.
Yeah. I think, they went up there less than 10 days ago and were able to beat the Bulls. And it was a big moment for them because people were saying, hey, if you can go up and beat the Bulls, and it gave them a chance to maybe move in the standings, which they ended up not doing. But I thought from a confidence standpoint, they know they can go in that building and handle business. I agree with you. It's Danny Green joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline. How is LeBron doing this, man? How is he continuing to play at this level, at this age, and being so consistent, Danny?
I don't think anybody knows. If they knew, we'd all be doing it. But, hopefully we'll find out later. He'll let the secret out when he's done and retired, maybe a couple of years after that. But, he takes unbelievable care of his body. That's the only way the only thing that we've all seen that's played with him and played against him. He puts in the hours. He puts in the work, not just on the court, not just in the film room, but in the training room and on his health and on his body and making sure he's tip-top shape. He's a well-oiled machine, and he's just different. Some people are built different. Some people's bodies are built differently. And some people's bodies last longer than others, and some don't. But his body is obviously built for longevity, which, you factor in the 6'8", 240, 250, that'll jump 40 inches athletically, and they'll put that work in as hard as every day on his health as he does on his basketball skill. That formula is, is good for a 21-year, 22-year career.
Not many guys have NBA championships and college championships. Our guest does. Danny Green with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We were really getting juiced last night watching Zion Williamson doing his thing. My partner and I were going back and forth. Like, maybe this is it. He's finally getting over the hump. And then,
man,
Danny, how heartbreaking. The dude gets banged up again, man.
Yeah, he had his best game of the season, his best game by far against the Lakers, because we know his record and statistics against Bron and the Lakers weren't really good up until that point. And they just lost to them, you know, like a week ago, not even, their last game of the season by 16 points. For him to bounce back the way he was bouncing back and to miss that last 3 minutes, we hoped there was nothing serious. But for him to be out for that next game against Sacramento, it's a tough one, man, a tough one for their crew. But I think there's still a good matchup that they can hoop and bounce back from and win that game. So it'll be interesting to see their group step up. We want to see Brandon Ingram come back, you know, bounce back from the game he had. CJ McCollum didn't have a greatest game. So those guys can come in and do what they do. They have enough scoring. They just, you know, defensively have to continue to put it to the test and then stopping Sabonis, Fox, and Murray and Ellis.
We're talking about the NBA playoffs, guys. It's the play-in, which continues tonight. Hawks at Chicago. What about Miami at Philly? And how do you see this matchup? A lot of people feel like that Miami has just kind of been not at their best. And I know we get, you know, Jimmy buckets and playoff Jimmy and all that usually when he turns things on. But they are a 5.5-point underdog against Philly tonight.
Yeah, no disrespect to the Hawks in Chicago, but I think this is a game that everybody's been looking forward to watching. And they want to see, you know, Joel and Jimmy go at it and Bam. And they want to see what Joel's health is like. They want to see what these two teams can do. They want to see, I guess, how well or how healthy, you know, Philly's been, how healthy Miami's been. So, yeah, we want to see if they can still, you know, Jimmy does his switch where he turns it on, turns it off. We'll see if he can do it again in this type of atmosphere. Obviously, it's a 50-50 toss-up, one game elimination. It's like the NCAA tournament. So you never know what night who's going to show up or who's not. But I know Terry Rozier is out. They got Duncan Robinson in. So we'll see what kind of pace they have. And they did just play each other recently. All these teams have recently just played each other. So the fact that Philly had beaten them about a week or so ago, gives Miami the advantage. It's hard to beat a team twice within a week. So I know it's in Philly, but I said it's hard to bet against playoff Jimmy around this time of year. I think Miami might get the edge on this one.
Can the Bucks survive without Giannis?
They can survive maybe a round. I don't know. They're not going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're not going to make it to the Finals without him, no. But they can definitely win a series, their first-round series, without him.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like an available H-Track, all-wheel drive, and standard third-row seating as we talk with Danny Green about these playoffs. We sent this to you maybe a few weeks back, and I know the Lakers, with their win last night, are excited, but they get the Nuggets. Are anybody beating the Nuggets?
Surprisingly, I think this matchup is the best one for the Lakers. You know, they get their chance to get their revenge back. And Denver, as good as they are, they're not as deep to me as they were last year. I think they lost some versatility and depth when they lost Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, and all those guys off the bench. They do have some, obviously, great starting lineup and good pieces. But I think the Lakers are just as strong, and Denver's a little bit weaker. Now they have to keep Jokic under control, the others as well. But said if D'Lo plays the way he played last night, Rui shows up, Austin Reed, like those guys, with Bron AD having bad nights, this is going to give Denver team the best run for their money. You know, outside of Minnesota, I mean, even Minnesota is so young and Cat is barely healthy. He's just getting back. I think this might be the matchup that everybody wants to see instead in the playoffs. You know, first round is probably going to be the best first-round matchup outside of that Clippers-Dallas series. But if Kawhi's not playing, this one by far is a fan favorite.
It's our man Danny Green with his guys in the WaitForIt.com hotline. Claw will be the last guy on the U.S. men's Olympic team for Paris in 2024. They announced yesterday. Trey's not on the team. I know we've asked you before, Danny, about the offseason. If we moved Trey, you'd get more than you would get for DeJounte Murray. But, you know, obviously there's consequences there with the fan base. Otherwise, why is Trey Young not on, in your mind, why do you think Trey's not on this Olympic team?
I don't know, man. I mean, he's a great player, but there's a lot of great players out there still, too, ahead of him. Obviously, Kawhi is a 6'8 monster, one of the best two-way players in the game. It's hard to outbeat that. And who knows if he's even going to be healthy. We don't know. We don't know who's going to stay in, who's going to want to, you know what I'm saying, who's going to be healthy during that time. He might end up still being in that group. But, yeah, there's no disrespect to Trey. It's just that these guys are really good, too. You know, there's really good guys, and it's just by preference of what you think you need. And Trey's a point guard, smaller guard. They may have point guards that they like at that position that are bigger. And or they prefer the coaching. It's all, you know, based on coaching. But Trey is definitely good enough to be on any one of these teams.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got word today that the NBA has suspended and banned Jonte. Is it Jonte Porter?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get your thoughts, Danny. I mean, I know you guys, you know, you see it all the time when you're in locker rooms and no gambling on the game and all of this stuff. What do you make of this? And is this the right move by the NBA?
It's definitely the right move, as expected. I don't think anybody expected anything less. Especially to the extent that he was involved in it. And we get these meetings every year. I know he's new and he's young to the league, but they harp on these rules. They talk about concussion tests. They talk about gambling. We have a referee meeting. We have all these meetings for a reason. And this is one that they definitely emphasize more than others. So we've known this since Blue Chips was a movie, how bad gambling is for the sport and how you don't need to mess with the game. It just sucks to see, instead of a young kid, a young gentleman, young man, throw away his NBA career for something like this. But hopefully he can, you know, get a career and bounce back and play in Europe or other places, other countries, because he is a talented guy, talented player. And I said it just sucks to see that his career be ended by something like this.
That's a good pull, a Blue Chips pull, by the way.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's solid. Still can get my head around Rick Pitino coaching Indiana in that game. Remember that one? Remember how they mashed up the coaches?
Man, it's so long ago. So people, if you're old enough to know what Blue Chips, you know, 20, 30 right. years old now at this point, and people know since then how bad gambling has been for the sport.
Since we're talking basketball and cinema, you didn't have any Jesus Shuttleworth-like recruiting moments?
Have I? Not like that, no. But that's what inspired, I think, most youthful kids to want to go to college. You see the recruiting moments that Ray Allen got, you're like, man, I got to get to college somehow. This looks amazing. So I've had some good visits, but none like Jesus Shuttlesworth, no.
Right. Big state, Carl.
I know. It's great movies, man. That's good stuff. Hey, Danny, man, we appreciate you stopping by, as always.
Appreciate
good
you guys,
Good stuff from
man.
You, man. Yeah,
cool.
Man. And NBA insider Danny Green, Insider Calls again, brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. We'll chop it up next week, man, as we get into round one. I don't know what's going to happen.
For sure.
It should be fun, but we'll talk to you then, man.
Definitely. You guys take it easy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.